This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today graced the Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations as the guest of honour in its capital, Male. President Dr. Mohamed Muizzo warmly welcomed Mr. Modi to the celebrations. The ceremony began with a 21-gun salute and a guard of honour presented by the Maldivian Defence Forces. A spectacular military parade demonstrated the country's strength, discipline and unity. The performances beautifully depicted the country's rich cultural traditions and its remarkable journey over the past six decades. The celebration concluded with Prime Minister Modi greeting officials and dignitaries. Later, the Prime Minister departed for home, marking the conclusion of his two-day Maldives visit. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Maldives Vice President Hussein Mohammed Latif today. The two leaders discussed the key pillars of the India-Maldives friendship, focusing on areas such as infrastructure, technology, climate change, energy and more. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has arrived in Tuticorin on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate the new terminal building of Tuticorin Airport. Mr. Modi will also lay foundation stones and inaugurate various projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will attend the Adi Tiruvathirai festival of Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Ariyalur district. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal today informed that India's Free Trade Agreement, FTA, with Oman is nearing completion. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the Commerce Minister added that India's FTAs with the US and European Union are also progressing well, while talks with New Zealand, Chile and Peru are ongoing too. He highlighted that these trade deals hold the potential to explore technological partnerships and utilize India's strength in STEM. Mr. Goyal further noted that successful trade deals with developed nations in recent years reflect the growing relevance and importance of India on the global stage. He added that India's goods and services have high quality and cost competitiveness, which has made these deals possible.
The free trade agreement between India and UK, the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, clearly reflects the growing relevance and importance of India at the world stage. And it also shows that more and more countries, particularly the developed world, is today appreciating that India is the future. The business opportunities with India are the best. The goods and services that India provides to the world have high quality and cost competitiveness.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. Kargil Vijay Devas is being celebrated today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. The Bharatiya Janata Party organised Kargil Vijay Devas Samaroh at party headquarters in New Delhi today to remember the valour of the brave soldiers. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, along with Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth, attended the programme. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Gujarat tomorrow. The weather agency said monsoon conditions are likely to be in active phase over central India and along the west coast and adjoining Ghat areas during the next 3 days. In the fourth cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on day four, India were 82 for 2 in their second innings against hosts England when reports last came in. Earlier today, England were all out for 669 runs in their first innings at Old Trafford in Manchester, taking a lead of 311 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.